and answer any questions you may have.
Okay.
Hi, Natasha. Thanks for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the area manager here. Now, of course, Ruby wanted me to get on the line, get you the details of the service, you know, how it would work, everything that's included, answer all of your questions. And then you also do qualify as a younger company. You qualify for reduced pricing. Happy Monday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
Happy Monday, Paul.
Yes.
It's going good. Thank you.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear that. You know, I do have your file here in front of me, and I'm sure that you not only use Google yourself, you're probably also at least somewhat familiar with that local map, right? That PAC result that does pop up right near the top of the page. Yeah, I mean, we all use it. You know, we're all consumers for something. And like most people, when we don't know who to call, we Google it. And your potential customers will be the same. They don't have to know the name of your business. Obviously, a young company, the benefit here is that people in the greater San Antonio area who will be needing your services but not know who to call, they're going to go on Google, they're going to go on Bing, they're going to type in the keywords related to those services. It's our job to make sure that your business and, of course, your website pop up as one of those options for people to see. Now, you use Google, you know you'll never be the only company that pops up when someone does a search, say, for solar installation. But whatever they're searching for, being an option, having people look at your website and giving them the reasons to call you, that's going to be a big benefit for you. You've already got this great-looking website, very informative, a lot of information about your company and your services. Our job is just to make it easier for people to find it. Now, of course, we're going to link your website to all the destinations and directories that Google wants to see. Yelp, Facebook, Apple Maps, Siri on a smartphone. We would do Facebook paid ads as well. Obviously, you do travel at least, you know, a good 100 miles or so from what Ruby said for the right job, right? Maybe a little bit farther for the better job if the money's there. Now, it is a month-to-month service. There's no contract. Now, that being said, as long as you keep the service, you would see a reduced rate. We try to make it affordable for younger companies, keeping businesses on board, keeping clients on board long-term because it's profitable. That's how we've been able to keep our doors open since 2004, so for over 20 years. Now, the reduced rate for younger companies is quite significant. It actually does save you a little over 50%. Would save you exactly $300 a month. It's designed for one job to more than offset the cost of the service. Instead of the normal $599 a month, we would reduce the rate down to $299. That $299 would be the exact amount. So again, you're not paying per lead, click, call, or job, not a percentage of your profits or anything like that. So no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is just that flat rate. Now, of course, you would get a very detailed reporting and tracking system, so you'd see exactly how much work you're getting, where the work's coming from, the breakdown of keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up for each individual search. Now, of course, most of the time you will simply get direct phone calls. Everything has the click-to-call feature. Of course, we're promoting your phone number and your website. Did you have any questions for me at this point?
Okay, I do actually. So for the reduced, you know, new small business rate of $299,
sure.
I just want to make sure that I'm understanding what you're offering with that rate.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of going out of order. The last thing I heard you mention is that it would include keeping the traffic, I guess, up, like keeping us on the top or close to the top of one of the agencies that get, you know, searched for whatever our job, whatever we offer, which we're an electrical and solar company. So you'd be able to keep that and then offer the click-to-call option amongst maybe some other options, like go into our website directly maybe from – you know, whichever we show up on, Google or Bing or whatnot. Am I on the right track so far?
Correct, yeah. So, I mean, you know, we do offer a suite of services. There are other things that we can do. We can do Google paid ads. We can do local service, which is Google Guarantee or pay-per-click. But the position that we are looking to fill, because we are Google partners and it's our job, is that local map, that PAC result that pops up. So
right.
Making you an option that pops up when people are looking for your services in your service area, of course, that means more phone calls. And no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is a flat rate. There is still the $100, the original $100 of Facebook paid ads as part of this package. That was the $100 included in the $5.99 rate. Although I reduced the cost of the service to $2.99, I did not reduce the Facebook ad spend. And that's a significant amount. I mean, Facebook ads are like 20 or 22 cents per click. So $100 is about 400 clicks in a month. So that's definitely going to go a long way towards getting your website in front of more people. Of course, Facebook ads work a little bit differently than Google does. Of course, with Google, someone is typing in a search. You know, they're looking for something. Now, if someone ever does that type of search on Google, then those Facebook ads will retarget that same potential customer who we know is in your area looking for someone who does what you do. You'll also have Facebook ads as part of the live stream of people in the cities, zip codes, neighborhoods even, where you most want to be found. And, of course, like I said, it's just a great way to get your name out there. If they don't click on it, it costs nothing. If they do click on it, cost us like 20 or 22 cents. Like I said, there's a $100 budget per month with the $2.99 package.
Right. And then I don't know if you heard the earlier portion of the conversation where the company
with
that
Ruby.
We had hired before, with Miss Ruby, they were unable to get us onto Google for an unspecified reason. So
not even able to get PIN verified then.
Right, basically. So to me, that alone is a deal breaker. Like, first of all, we have to know, because we paid for services with them.
Mm.
And, you know, because we got all of the other services, we didn't, you know, make a big fuss about not being able to get on Google. And, of course, you know, the agency did their, you know, their fair share of troubleshooting and trying to reach out with Google to get it resolved for like months. And it just, we couldn't get on. So we just agreed to just drop it and then just.
Sure. No, it has to work,
It has to work, right?
And all the other bells and whistles aside, I mean, that's kind of the main focus here. Google is our main focus. It's pretty much everyone's main focus. We are a Google Premier partner, and I'm going to send you a link to our pricing page. Of course, we are not Google. If anyone calls you and tells you that they are Google for something like this, they would not be being truthful. Of course, Google does make these types of phone calls to businesses, but it's only for companies that have at least 100 individual locations or more. For everything less than that, it does fall to the responsibility of the Google partners. We are a Google partner, and we've been part of that Google partnership program from pretty much the very beginning, which goes back about 9 years now. The name of the company is Local Splash. LocalSplash.com is our website, and I just sent you a link to the pricing page, which is localsplash.com/SEO-packages. If you can, maybe put me on speakerphone and open that up. At the very top of it, it says, take control of your online presence in big blue letters. Are you able to see that?
Here. And you're sending it to
it's a text
company.
A text, yeah. If we're
sent it as a text?
Yeah, if the number we're speaking on is not a landline, you should receive it. If it is, we
it's a landline, actually.
It is. Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. Is there a different number that you have access to that I can send a text message over to? I don't have your...
And I have our company email as well.
Okay.
So you can send it to my mobile at 214-914-8434.
So I have 214-914-8434.
Yes, it's a lot.
Okay, let me update that in our system, then I'll resend it.
Okay.
Yeah, we've been in business since 2004. I've actually been with the company myself since April 17th of 2013, so I'm coming up pretty quick here. on my 12-year anniversary. So you definitely would be in good hands with us. Yeah. And you know, we do get our training and our updates directly from Google. I know there's a lot of companies out there that claim to provide first page placement, and sometimes they can't even get businesses verified. And I mean, it's not surprising to me. I know that in recent years, Google's been making it a little bit more challenging maybe, but certainly more comprehensive, the process of getting businesses verified. It is all by design. Google does want to make sure that the businesses that are listed on the first page are actual, real, legitimate companies that will answer the phone and provide those services listed. Unfortunately, for many business owners, it just becomes so difficult just to get PIN verified. What was a process that business owners could do on their own and would help for like established businesses, companies that get recommended. When you have a Google listing that people can look up when they already know the name of your company, that does provide legitimacy. Now, obviously, for younger companies, traditional word of mouth is not yet that reliable factor driving consistent new work your way, but being on that first page of Google, I mean, Google is the world's largest electronic word-of-mouth system on the face of the planet. We don't call our dad anymore to find out who we should call. We certainly don't use the yellow pages anymore, but we do use our smartphone and our computer. Most of the time we go on Google and just type in what we're looking for. So were you able to get the text message this time?
I did, and I'm actually looking on the page now. So I've been speaking to me, and I'm listening.
Perfect.
I'm kind of
great.
Just kind of run over the
perfect. So we'd actually be talking about the platinum package, but 50% off of the cost of that package. So everything on that package, maybe the exception of the landing page. You don't need a landing page. You already have a custom website, but everything else on that package, but instead of $5.99, it would be $2.99. Now, of course, you're going to get a very detailed reporting and tracking system, like I mentioned, and there's a lot more that you can do with it besides just tracking the success of the account. Of course, you can print out invoices for tax purposes. You can kind of manage your online reviews. You'll have reviews on multiple platforms. Again, we are creating all the destinations and directories that Google wants to see. Wherever the reviews originate, they do repopulate right in your tracking system. So from one place, you can request reviews or respond to reviews. Like I said, we've been doing this since 2004. 4.9 out of 5 average client satisfaction rating. Our clients do tend to keep the service because it works. It's profitable to be on that first page. Below that blue tinted photo that says our process, right about the middle of that link I sent out to you, where it says Google Ads Partner. If you have not already, there is a box you can click on. It says Google Partner with the colorful Google G inside it. It is not copy and pasted off the internet. That's actually our badge of authenticity. It is provided to us directly by Google. It's not a dead link. If you click on it, it goes to google.com/partner. So right on Google's website, you can see that we are a Google partner. And that makes all the difference in the world. Not only does Google let us know any changes that are coming there, down the line for the local map or the PAC algorithm, we do work with Google's back-end team 5 days a week, all day long. We've been doing it for a very, very long time. So getting businesses PIN verified is one of the very first things that we do. Of course, it's a necessary step to getting you on that first page.
Okay. So let me ask you this, Paul. So if we were to go ahead and start, like, say, hey, let's do it. That's the one main portion, even though we just kind of, let it, blow by because we weren't able to get verified on previously. If we do decide to sign up today with this platinum plan, mm-hmm. How long will we be on the rate that you're giving us as a discount rate versus?
So that is a good question. Now, the best part about the reduced rate for younger companies is that it is not an introductory rate. It's not going to balloon up on you at any point down the line. We do know from experience that your success would be our success. And like I said, keeping clients on board for the long term is how we've been successful. Now, we're not going to break even at $299 in that first, second, or even third month. We'd have to actually earn your business for about 4 months just for it to make sense financially for us with all the content and the time and the resources we have to put into getting you on that first page. But your rate would be a fixed rate as well as a flat rate. So it would never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. Even if you keep the service for years, become what anyone would consider an established company, even if we raise our prices. Now, in the almost 12 years that I've been here, we have raised our rates twice. Last time was probably about 5 or 6 years ago, and it may happen in the future. But even if it does, your rate would be kind of grandfathered in at the new in business rate, which right now is $299. So it would never go up no matter how long you keep the service. And it is to the penny. So you're not paying per lead, click, call, or job. You're not paying a percentage of your profits or anything like that. And of course, there's no taxes, fees, surcharges. It's just that fixed flat rate. So very simple, straightforward pricing, makes it easy to understand. Of course, it would bill once a month on the same day for the exact same amount. Now, you can see that all of our packages do typically have a $299 setup fee. It's really for the SEO content creation, for also making sure that we get you PIN verified, for doing what we call a client interview, which is exactly like it sounds. We will want to talk to you in detail about your services, your service area, mission statement, motto, etc. Kind of verify information off of your website and information that I have here. So it does help us to offset the upfront cost. Now, I am wanting to make this affordable for you, especially since you already tried it and you didn't even get PIN verified. I'd be more than willing and happy to take $200 or two-thirds of that setup fee away. It would just be a one-time setup fee of $99. And, of course, that would only attach to the first month, meaning the initial investment would be $398. That's the entire first month with the one-time setup fee included. And every month after that, it would be exactly $299 to the penny, no matter how long you keep the service.
Now, that definitely sounds doable.
You'd be saving $500 in the first month alone, and every month after that, you save that $300. Like I said, it will never go up to the regular price.
Yeah, just given that we get verified.
Well, of course. I mean, it is contingent on getting you verified, but like I said, we've been working on getting businesses verified, over 10,000 businesses. Satisfied clients, most of them keep the service. I have clients that have been with me almost as long as I've been with the company, 9 or 10 years in many cases. As a company, though, we have clients that have been with us even longer than I have, 12, 14, 16 years. I mean, nobody cancels on profit. If it makes dollars, it makes sense. And our business model has always been to make our services affordable and then, of course, to produce results and keep our clients, not because they're under contract, but because they're successful with the service. Like I said, it is completely month to month, no contract. Of course, that means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. And if you end up getting more work than you can take on or need to go on vacation, you can pause the service. You could pause it seasonally if necessary. We don't charge you while it's paused or after the fact. And of course, as long as you're using the service, it's just that fixed flat rate of $299.
Okay, and then, so if for some reason, which it doesn't sound like we will be, but if for some reason we're dissatisfied with it or we want to cancel, mm-hmm. Is there a cancellation fee?
So that's a good question. I know that, you know, a lot of other companies will charge you like an early termination fee or a cancellation fee or something like that. Now, one thing that I am required to do if you decide to move forward, because we are a Google partner, one of the things that is required of us is that, in this case, it would be me reading a voice verification. It actually does get recorded through the computer and attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. So you know that it's a month-to-month service. And it clearly states, and this is always the case, that you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved. So there's no fee or charge or early termination fee if you decide to stop using the service. It's completely at will month-to-month.
Okay. Okay. These are just all the questions that I know that...
Oh, yeah, sure.
As well. So, okay. That sounds good.
Yeah. And, you know, obviously, you know, with that website, it's this great, powerful conversion tool, right? And I like the looks of your website. I look at websites, you know, 8 hours a day, 5 days a week. And your website is not only what Google wants to see, which actually at this point really just requires two things. Your website needs to be HTTPS, which yours is. The S actually means secure, which is important, especially in your case where people can put in personal information on a contact form. And then, of course, websites need to be mobile optimized. They need to be kind of stacking on themselves for smaller screens like tablets or more likely smartphones. And, of course, your website does that. So your website meets all the criteria that Google wants to see for a website that can rank well if it is optimized, meaning if it has the off-page optimization, which again is our job, all the content creation that, like your website, talks about your services, your service area, kind of reassures Google that you would provide those services. But more than that, from a customer standpoint, you know, it's a nice-looking website. It's a lot of information about your services, frequently asked questions. You know, people can see that you do exactly what they're looking for, and it's just about getting that website in front of more people. So especially as a younger company, you know, you do have a leg up, although most business owners understand the importance of having a website. Some of them just don't get around to it as soon as they should. But, I mean, unfortunately, even business owners who understand that a website's important, most of them just don't really think about the fact that, well, if people don't see it, it doesn't work. I mean, it makes sense, right? But if people aren't, you know, going to find your website on their own, if they're not already knowing the name of your company, if they're not getting recommended to you by someone else, if they don't see branding for the business on a work vehicle or something like that, then it really does need to be on the first page. Most people rarely, if ever, go past the first page. So that's the service that we would be providing for you on a month-to-month basis. Now, it does seem like the phone number that we're speaking on, that's the number that's best for your customers to call. It's the one on the website, right?
Yes, or they reach out through us, through the website, and often just because we are a small business, like the owner, because he often is in the field as well,
mm-hmm.
like he will give a mobile number to whoever's been
okay.
booked and he's seen, and that way they can communicate via text.
That's perfect.
We get a lot of good reviews. I mean, I say a lot. We're a young company. We need more reviews, right?
Well, yeah.
Reviews that we have received, people are pretty satisfied with the way that we communicate.
And that's important. I mean, that's the most important thing. I mean, in fact, it's funny that you mention it, because one of the things that I do read as part of the voice verification, one of the requirements that we expect from you is to answer the phone. I mean, to be receptive and responsive to phone calls and emails and text messages, whether they come from my company or from your potential customers. I mean, I call my client sometimes and it goes to voicemail or it goes to mailbox not even set up or mailbox full. And if I'm calling the business number, that's a huge concern for me, not because they're my client and I have to call them back, but because I know that if I were a potential customer and I'm calling the number that's on the website and it goes to mailbox not even set up, I am probably not going to try to call them back later. I would probably try to find someone else who is going to answer the phone. So it seems like you guys are able to do that, you know, get them a number for someone they can speak with immediately and kind of get the services provided. So I think you guys are going to be really successful with this. Now, you know, obviously I know that you're not the owner of the company, but for like financial marketing purchases and decisions, is that something that you do on your own?
Yes, I do it for the company, on behalf of the company. I'm the acting administrator, so he kind of even that, I have probably more than one hat than administrator. But
okay.
That's
one of the hats that you wear. Yeah, I mean, it seems like you guys have, you know, you have it going on. I mean, you have your ducks in a row, right? I mean, you guys are obviously young and small and there's growing and it just seems like you guys are doing all the right things to this point. So, you know, we would love to help you get to that next level, you know, get you out there, get that website that I like a lot and that I think a lot of your customers or potential customers would respond to. It's just about getting that website out there and getting that phone ringing. Now, you know, obviously the number that I sent the text message to, that's your personal cell phone number. That would be a good number for us to reach you directly.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Perfect. Yes. And then I did see on the website the visionsdesignec@outlook.com, so that's a good email address for the business. And then your first name is Natasha, right?
That is correct.
And Ruby has it as N-A-T-A-S-H-A?
That is correct.
She did not get your last name, though.
It's A-L-L-E-N.
Okay. And then the other thing I did want to ask you, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, the business is basically service-based. I mean, obviously you have to go out to the customer to provide those services. There's not, though, like a brick-and-mortar showroom or physical location that you would want the customers to know about, right?
No, there isn't one. We're operating out of our private home.
Sure. And that's kind of how Google expects it to be for most service-based businesses. I mean, when you're going out to the customer, Google doesn't expect you to maintain a storefront. So Google wouldn't want to list any physical street address. They wouldn't want anyone driving out to your home and knocking on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most days. So you'd be listed San Antonio. Looks like you guys are 78202. Not even the zip code would show. I mean, just the city and the state. And, of course, we can target anywhere in or even outside of that 100 miles. We don't draw a big circle around you. We can target specific cities, zip codes, neighborhoods. You go a little further in that direction, not as far in this direction. You know, we could definitely do that for you. If there are places even right around the corner that you know you don't really want to go, you don't want to entertain those phone calls, we just don't run your ads there. So it's very targeting the people and places that you most want to work with.
Right. And we're actually 78130. We're based out of New Braunfels, but
Okay. Because
we are kind of centrally located in between Austin and San Antonio,
even better. Yeah. Yeah, what I saw, what Ruby sent over to me was the one thing that she found with the same phone number, which was a Yelp listing. And they've got you just listed in San Antonio with that other zip code. But yeah, I mean, if you're servicing Austin and San Antonio, it does make sense to be somewhere in the middle, which you guys are. Now, if you don't have any other questions for me, if this is something that you want to do, like I said, one of the things that I would do is to schedule the follow-up call with your technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We do schedule by the hour, but the call itself takes maybe 30, maybe 40 minutes. You know, just kind of want to make sure that we get all the information that we need to accurately promote for your business. You know, if you want to be branded as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. And, of course, I would read the voice verification. Now, Ms. Allen, I am actually required to read the voice verification before I can even ask you for any form of payment. But if everything makes sense at the end, we could move forward from there. Is that fair?
That is fair.
Okay. Give me just one quick second here then to get that set up. Okay. So it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your potential order for the sake of the recording, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Vision Design Electrical and Construction, LLC.
And that is how I have that. Just to clarify, the and between electrical and construction, that is the ampersand, the symbol, not A-N-D spelled out, correct?
Ampersand.
Okay, perfect. And that is how I have that. And then it says, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Natasha Allen, administrator.
Okay. And Natasha, as the administrator for Visions Designs Electrical and Construction LLC, of course you are authorized then to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right? Of course. And then for the billing information that you would be using for our services, Ms. Allen, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
I am.
Okay. Now, it says to get results as fast as possible, and this is what I was talking about before, it is important that you are also actively involved in your campaign, because essentially it's our job to make sure the people in your service area who need your services can in fact contact you. So again, for that reason, we do specifically request that you do in fact agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Natasha, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Right.
Perfect. And then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you would continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. Now, the reason we ask, well, there's a couple of reasons. Of course, we wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing, and equally or even more important is that we will always make sure that your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we do ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Natasha, that's fair enough, right?
That is fair enough.
Perfect. We do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll make sure that no physical street address appears for your business since customers do not come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too, but if anything new comes along that you're aware of, it's just a good idea to let us know so that we make sure that, you know, it's an ampersand, not A&D spelled out, that the LLC is attached, and things like that. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply here, with it being a month-to-month service, this next part reads as follows. It says, your payment for the initial term, including that greatly reduced one-time setup fee, would be charged today's date, the 3rd of February, in the very reduced total amount of just $398.00. And when the term is completed, the agreement would be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 3rd of the month at the further reduced rate of just $299.00. And again, that is a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, meaning it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is an exact amount, so you're not paying per lead, click, call, or job. Of course, the calls come directly to you. Now, this does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, voice-activated searches like Siri, and, of course, the Facebook ads are also included at no additional cost. Now, it is, as I mentioned, a month-to-month service. Again, that means completely at will and no contract. Of course, that means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. As I mentioned, you can pause it. Whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, pause the service seasonally, you can do so by simply contacting our client support team. Ms. Allen, all that we do request to prevent the charge to the following month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Natasha, is simply because we are in fact closed on the weekend. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do understand, Paul, but at one point when you were mentioning that there's the initial $398 fee with the $99 setup fee added as a one-time payment for the very first one.
Correct. So
for months.
Yes, just to clarify, so it's the Platinum package, which is listed on our website at $599 a month with a $299 setup fee. So we're reducing the cost of the package on a month-to-month basis from $599 down to $299. The one-time setup fee, I took $200 or 66% of that setup fee away, so it's just a one-time setup fee of $99 that attaches to only the first month, so the initial investment is $398, that's for the entire first month with the one-time setup fee included. And then, of course, every month after that, it's exactly $299 and it would never go up.
Okay.
Okay. Now, I'm looking at the client interview calendar. There is still a 5 o'clock available. Would you be available today? And you don't have to be in front of a computer as long as you can carry on a conversation. It would be scheduled from 5 until 6. The call would get you probably right at or a couple of minutes after 5, get you off the phone about 30, 40 minutes after that. Would you be able to field that phone call today?
I will not be
okay.
able to do it.
So we can look.
This phone call
that's okay. It's late in the day, and that's the only spot that we have available. Tomorrow, though, we would have as early as 9 and, again, as late as 5. The one exception is 2 o'clock when that department takes their lunch break. Would you want something kind of mid-morning, early afternoon, or as late as possible tomorrow?
Let me just look at the schedule here and see. I'm thinking we go around or if I'll be okay. So it would need to be an afternoon, like
okay.
after 1 p.m.
Okay. There's 2 o'clock. Let's see. There's 2, there's 3, 4, or 5.
Okay, let's do the 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock, okay.
That way I'm done with my
meeting.
All right,
so actually 2 o'clock is the one time. I'm sorry, I said 2 o'clock. I meant to skip over the 2 o'clock. You said it'd have to be after 1, and I went straight to 2. But the first one available after 1 would actually be 3 o'clock. That department does take a late lunch at 2 o'clock.
Oh.
Would 3 work, or 4 or 5?
No, that's the best time for tomorrow that I have.
Would be 2. Okay.
I don't have anything available on Wednesday. So then I'm looking at Thursday.
I can see because, I mean, we could do Thursday if you wanted to. But I'm also going to request, and I'll hear back maybe in the next 15 minutes or so, if our department can make an exception and maybe have someone take a different lunch break so that they can accommodate that 2 o'clock. But let's go ahead and set it up for Thursday just in case. When on Thursday would work better for you?
On Thursday, I have from noon to 2 available.
Okay. So from noon to 2, we can do at noon or at 1 o'clock?
We can go at noon.
At noon, okay. It's going to be scheduled from 12 until 1. Like I said, it's a one-hour window. If I do happen to be available when our technician is ready to call you, I will be on that call as well, just to kind of introduce you to your technician and answer any quick questions if you have any. I'll try to keep my phone line open. If I'm not available, they'll make that phone call on their own. He'll have all of your information. He'll take really good care of you. Now, as far as that initial investment, how did you want to take care of that? MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover, what works best for you?
It's going to be a Visa.
A Visa. Is it your name on the card, first and last, the business name?
It has my name and the business name, actually.
Okay. And just Natasha Allen, no middle initial?
It has a middle initial for me, Natasha I. Allen.
You said I. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you did say that was a Visa card, so that should start with a 4. All Visa cards do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are.
So it's 4020.
Okay.
1900.
Mm-hmm.
9314.
Okay.
707.
Oh, I missed something. The last 4, all I heard was 707.
Oh, okay. Let me start over then. So it's 4020, 1900, 9314, 7707.
7707. Okay. And then the expiration month and year?
It's October of 26.
October of 2026.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last 3 digits on the back of the card.
It's 462.
462?
462. I'm sorry. I have you on speakerphone, so let me...
It's a little bit muffled and kind of cuts in and out just a tiny bit, but I just wanted to make sure. So I have 462, 462 on the back, and then October or 10 of 2026 for the expiration date. And I think I do have it, but I've got 4020, 1900, 9314, 7707.
That is correct.
And what is the billing address of that card?
It is, do you need the billing address or just the zip code?
Well, the zip code first.
The zip code is 78667.
Okay. And the...
And the address is P.O. Box 3298.
You said 3298?
Yes. In San Marcos.
Okay.
San Marcos. M-A-R-C-O-S.
Okay, perfect. San Marcos. And then in about a minute or so here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. But if you do have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Okay.
Just let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay. So the toll-free number is going to be 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. It is simply option 1 or extension 1 to reach a client support agent. You can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. That is Central Time. And, of course, you can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that same business day or possibly the next business day if they receive that email either after hours or very late in the day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, you will receive all of that information by way of email in the next couple of minutes here. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by a direct text message. When you receive either the email or the text, please do let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is just to set up a little bit of extra protection here, another layer of security, a simple question and answer. If anyone calls us and tells us that they are with Visions Design Electrical and Construction LLC, even if it's you and we recognize your voice, we may still ask from time to time for you to verify the answer to the security question. Now, even more important, if you start getting phone calls a week or two from now from someone who is not a potential customer, especially if they are identifying themselves as Google, or even if they say they are Local Splash, they would need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. If they can't get you that information basically immediately, then it would not be us, and do not entertain that phone call. If anyone calls you, Natasha, and says you need to pay more money for your Google listing, that wouldn't be us. They for sure wouldn't know that information. Like I said, the voice verification was already recorded, already attached to your account, and it is very clear. It bills once a month moving forward on the third of the month for exactly $2.99, and it would never be a penny more. Now, your options here for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
The city that I was born in.
Okay, we're going to go with the city. And then what is the answer?
I'm actually going to make that, like, my husband's, not mine.
That's fine, as long as you know the answer.
Yes. It's St. Elizabeth. He's Jamaican.
St. Elizabeth.
St. Elizabeth.
Okay, I do have to type it in twice, but it is all set and squared away there. And then the one other thing that I did want to ask you, now I know that we're not listing any physical street address, but you do receive mail at the new location in New Braunfels, right?
We receive mail at the, mostly the P.O. box that I gave you.
The P.O. box. Okay, so that's, and that's
but
San Marcos.
We do receive some mail here in New Braunfels as well.
Okay.
Some of the business mail does come here, but
so
mostly it goes to the P.O. box.
I guess my question then for you, and I mean, obviously you do, you know, go basically from San Antonio to Austin and maybe even to Round Rock. Which is the address, the New Braunfels or the San Marcos, that you would want us to try to get you kind of PIN verified? That's kind of like your central hub, so to speak.
I think it had to be a physical address is one of the things that we were told before.
Right. The PO box. Google doesn't verify PO boxes or personal mailboxes. Those can obviously be rented by someone outside of town. And of course, the main focus for the local map is to make sure that, businesses do, operate in that local area. So as long as you can receive mail there, Google will most likely not do the old tried and true method of sending a postcard through the U.S. Postal Service. That's how they did it exclusively for years and years and years. They are now moving towards video verifications, phone verifications, even email verifications. Some of those processes have a few kinks in them and need to be ironed out. So I just wanted to make sure, though, if they did have a need to send the physical PIN card, what would that address be? And then again, not that P.O. box in San Marcos, probably the New Braunfels.
It would be the New Braunfels, and that's the one that we did try with, the New Braunfels.
Gotcha.
I
will put that in the notes.
That is 841 Watson Lane West, so Watson Lane West. And then the zip code is 78130.
78130. Okay, I've got that information there. And then did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message that our system should have sent out to you by now?
I did. So I was just going to try to log into my dashboard right now and see if I can set up a different password. And
so you can do that. First, it looks like, and you can change the password. The username has already been set, and it cannot be changed.
Okay.
It's in our system the same way. But it's the number that we're speaking on. Actually, it's your mobile number, it looks like. And then
it's the number we're speaking on, like you.
It is. Okay. Gotcha. And then were you able to kind of click the couple of boxes? You may be a step or so ahead of me, and I'm just trying to see if my system is caught up yet. Did you open up the local splash terms of experience? Oh, you maybe went straight to your welcome email.
I went to the dashboard here.
Okay, gotcha. So there is
a click here.
Right, that's exactly the one. Click here, goes to the terms of experience. It's going to want you to click on a couple of boxes, one that you agree to receive the SMS messages, the other that you certify that you're the authorized holder and signer of the card, and then it's going to ask you to type in your name as it appears. It is case sensitive, so the N, I, and A, your first initial of your last name, all of that capitalized, no period after the middle initial of I. Our system does not like punctuation in that particular field. But once you have your name as it appears there, you should be able to click the confirm signature. If you're trying to do it on your smartphone, you may have to turn your phone sideways for that orangish colored longer box to click up high enough for you to click on that.
Oh, no, I was doing it on my computer.
It should work. Either way, I mean, I've just had people say, I'm on my smartphone, I'm trying to get to the bottom, I can barely see it. Is it the longer orange one? Like, they can't even see what it says, and they can't click on it. So I've told our tech team about that. On certain smartphones, it doesn't click up high enough, unless you turn it sideways, landscape mode, lets it pop up a little bit higher. But if you're on a computer, you should have no problem.
Okay. Just looking at the bottom, just reconfirming the product details.
Sure, absolutely. I'm just going to put in a couple of notes here. I'm going to send you a calendar invite. Oh, I was going to say also, we do have your follow-up call scheduled right now for noon on Thursday. At 11 o'clock, you'll receive a reminder email. Our automated system will send that email out an hour prior just to remind you. I'm also going to send you a calendar invite. The calendar invite's just for your record. You don't have to respond to it.
Okay.
It's going to say local splash CIENG. That just stands for client interview conducted in English.
Okay.
And it's actually...
So, I will say, after I've accepted, the little page is like on the fritz. It's just like, it loads and then it blinks away and reloads and then loads and then blinks away and reloads. And it's
That's okay. That's okay. I'm going to just check with our tech team. The reason that you're even seeing it trying to take you to your client dashboard is, well, our automated system thinks both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it right now. Now, if you are able to and you can use the login credentials, you can do it through your client dashboard, through the welcome email, access your tracking system. But my guess is that it's going to say something like we're still setting up that page. Typically, we do the client interview first for us to create the content that we would then track, but certainly in the next couple of days, you're going to receive a text message as well as an email letting you know that your tracking system is active. You can try it anytime between now and you getting that, but like I said, you may end up getting a message saying that we're still trying to set everything up. But you are all set and squared away on my end. I am, like I said, sending you that calendar invite. You don't have to respond to it, but many people do, and it's totally fine if you do. Other than that, I did want to be the very first to say welcome aboard. Pretty excited to get this going for you. Of course, looking forward to getting that great-looking website in front of more people, getting the phone ringing, and, of course, earning your business 1 month at a time. Now, I did want to just say real quick here, I appreciate your kindness. I appreciate your patience. You even made me laugh a couple of times. As you might imagine, I do not get all of that on every phone call. Sometimes I get none of that. But it's always nice to speak with someone who was as respectful of my time as I certainly hope that I have been of theirs, and you definitely have been very respectful. I do appreciate that. Like I said, if I do happen to be in between phone calls on Thursday at noon when our technician is ready to call you, I'll be able to say a quick hello to you then. But I did also want to say thank you so much. We're excited to get this going for you.
I'm excited.
Yeah, I mean, you guys, like I said, you're taking all the right steps, and, you know, you've got that great website, so I really know you guys are going to do quite well with this service. Looking forward to getting that going for you. I will try to keep my phone line open, as I always do when I have a client interview scheduled, unless I get an inbound call or unless I'm on a call that was, like, a lot longer than I had originally thought, and I'm still on that call, I should be able to say a quick hello when our technician calls you on Thursday.
Okay. All right.
All right. Sure. Thank you so much, Natasha. You take care. You have a great rest of the day.
Okay. We'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.